Thank you for calling the Penn. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax the information. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Family first.
Hi, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Nell Krista. And are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, so we're calling to check the status of the existing case. Actually, I'm calling in with the patient. They're on the line with us right now, and that's the information that they want to know about.
All right, and can I have your first name for caller details, please?
It's S-H-I-R-A.
And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
And I will need your full last name if you remain on the line.
I will not provide it. But I will give you the initial to the last one. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the applicant will have to call back without you on the line. We have a new policy where we will need your full last name.
Even if she gives permission verbally
I'm,
right now?
I'm right here.
Yes, we would need
ma'am,
your
I'm
full
right here
last
on a,
name.
Okay,
can I
so
give you my last name?
Yeah, I'll need your information as well, but since Ms. Shara
okay.
will be on the line, I'll need her information as well. It's part of our new policy.
New policy. Okay, so let me give it to you. It's going to be Wicker.
Thank you. And your phone number?
It's the number I called at. It's going to be, let me see here. Let me give you a good one. Going to be 267-551-7419.
Thank you. And are you from an agency?
Yeah.
And the name of the agency?
Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you. And then for the applicant, I would have to obtain your personal information. So please note
okay.
we do not speak to anyone regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. And do you mind if I ask questions with Shara on the line?
No problem.
All right. And can I have your last name, please?
My last name is Odom, O-D-O-M.
Thank you. And your phone number? I'm sorry, your first name?
Shamika, S-H-A-M-I-K-A.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
1/30/76.
All right. And can you verify your address for me?
6212 Chestnut Street, Apartment 2B, Philadelphia, PA. The zip is 19139.
Thank you. And you're calling to check the status of your case?
Yes, I am.
All right. So just a moment. All right, so it looks like your case was sent over to the county for financial determination. Have you received
mm-hmm.
a letter from the county?
They told me that I would have to give them the information from my credit union, which I did. They also
okay.
wanted a letter from a bank that I no longer bank with, but I was not able to do that with all of the stuff going on this weekend
and were you,
inclement weather. I was not able to do
okay.
it yet.
Well, you could also put it in writing if you're having any issues with obtaining documents, like you said, a bank account that's closed and you're having issues with getting those documents. You can put that
mm-hmm.
in writing for the county assistance office on why you're not turning in those statements.
Okay.
Just a question on my end. What do you see on your end needs to be submitted for this patient?
One second. Okay, so the last letter that I see that went out, I'm not sure if this is the letter that you have that was sent out on the 24th of December. They were asking for the Wells Fargo bank statements ending in 54 and 59. Okay, and then the your PFCU statements for the five-year look back and closure were applicable. So which statements did you have issues with turning in because the account was closed?
The Wells Fargo. I never banked with them. My mom did. I had to put my name on the account because my sister was trying to take the money, so I had to put my name on it, but we closed it out. So, and it's so far back that there's nothing there. So they're just going to give me a bank statement saying that I don't bank with them. But I have to get to
that
bank.
Okay, or you could put it in writing. Yep, it could be something in writing as well stating that you, just like what you just explained now, that you never banked with them, that you put your name was on your mother's account, like things like that. You could put that in the letter with a signature and date advising why you can't turn those documents in. And I know because of the weather, did you create a My Compass account? Because it could be uploaded
there. I have one, yes. I have one.
Okay, so you can write it, take a picture. With you have a smartphone?
Yes, I do Android. I don't do Apple.
Well, I mean, whichever. If a smartphone is a smartphone, you could, as long as it has like a picture, and then you could take that and upload it to your My Compass, because I know that going out in this weather is a headache.
I can't. Yeah, I cannot. No, it's too much going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yep, that's what they're waiting for. So, yep, just, you could just write that, put that in writing, advising why you can't turn in those Wells Fargo statements. So they can review those to make the final decision for your case.
Okay, because that's the holdup, correct?
That's where we at right now with your enrollment, yes, ma'am.
How long of a time frame do I have to get this letter to them?
You want to get it in as soon as possible because they mailed out the letter on the 23rd of December. We sent the clinical eligibility over on the 14th of January. So right now, that's what it's pending. Your case is pending compliance of the county assistance. So you want to get it in as soon as possible.
That's still not telling me how long of a time frame I have, ma'am.
I can't give you a number of days, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, but that's what's pending.
Okay.
All right. And I do want to provide you your case number, Harmony ID number for our system. And that number is 454-355.
Did you get that?
1 minute. I'm about to write it down in my phone. I write everything down in my phone because I can't remember.
Okay. Let me know what you want me. I can repeat it again for you.
All right. I have it. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
So I'm just going to have bear with me. Okay, Shamika, I'm just going to have you stay on the line with me before we
finish
on the broker. Goodbye. Just,
all right.
No problem. And is there anything else I can help you with?
I'm not on my end, no.
No.
All right. And would you like to stay on the line for a customer satisfaction survey?
Not today, but thank you so much for your assistance. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.